Get ready to be inspired. This is Miles of Impact.
Welcome back to Miles of Impact, the official podcast of Crossroads of the West Council. I'm Jed Anderson, your host for today's episode, where we'll dive into one of the most exciting and impactful training opportunities for Cub Scout leaders, a Kalos Council. Now, a Kalos Council is an immersive experience designed to empower and inspire adult leaders. And today we have two incredible guests with us to share all about it. Joining me is Krista Twitchell, the Course Director for a Kalos Council 2025, and Annalise Smith, the Course Coordinator. We'll talk about what makes this training unique, the benefits for leaders, and why you should consider attending this summer at Camp Typhi. Let's get started. Krista, let's start with you. Tell us about what or how you first got involved with the Kalos Council.
Well, I first heard about a Kalos Council from my mom. She was involved with Cub Scouts when I was a kid for as long as I can remember and went to a Kalos Council in 1992. When I first started as a leader in Cub Scouts, I was an assistant Cub Master, and one of the first things my mom told me is that I needed to attend this amazing training called a Kalos Council. At the time, as an assistant Cub Master in my pack, I wasn't very involved with other leaders in the pack, and I was simply told, do what the Cub Master tells you, help out where you can, and everything else is taken care of. So I went to this training called the Kalos Council, and I learned how I could be a more active part of my pack, and I was able to come back with new ideas and knowledge for what tasks I could take on to better help my pack succeed. One of the reasons that I continue with it, I was a participant back in 2011, and I've continued to keep up with it. One of the biggest reasons I keep doing this is because of my mom. She loved to quote Robert Baden Powell, and her favorite was, every scout deserves a trained leader. I love being involved with the Kalos Council so that every Cub Scout involved has a well-trained leader.
Excellent. Annalise, what about you? How did you get involved and what keeps you coming back?
Well, I first heard about a Kalos Council at a roundtable meeting. I attended as a participant back in 2007. I'd already been a Cub Master for 4 years at that point and thought that I pretty much knew what was going wrong. What was going on, but I was wrong. I really learned a lot of good information. But most of all, I left with some very specific goals to improve myself and the program in my pack. Since that time, I've been on staff a few times and have had a great experience learning something new and meeting new friends every time. I was asked to be the Cub Master of the course held at Camp Typhi back in 2015, and since then I've been a member of the Kalos Council Advisory Committee. 2.5 years ago, I was asked to be the Kalos Council Coordinator for the Council, and as such, I'm the chair of the Kalos Council Advisory Committee, which is made up of other past Cub Masters and a few other Cub Scouters who have particular interests, knowledge, or skills that we need. The committee works behind the scenes to do 4 main things. They help promote promotion each year. You'll see them at a booth at University of Scouting next month, or later this month, and other places. They maintain supplies, make sure they're ready for each course, and we update the syllabus and presentation outlines anytime there are changes. And of course, most importantly, we select the course director for each course. Once a Cub Master agrees to run a course like Krista did for this year, they select their own staff from past participants who have completed the course. They run staff development meetings and put on a great training.
That's awesome. This year, there's been a lot of changes in the Cub Scout program, which, you know, more than they've ever rolled out at one time since I've been involved, and that's been a while. Krista.
Yes, sir.
For those that may not be familiar, what exactly is a Kalos Council and what makes it different from other leader training programs?
Well, the basics are that a Kalos Council is a 3.5-day, fully immersive, fully involved training that places leaders in a position to learn as a Cub Scout would and to grow as a leader while helping out others. It's different from other programs because we fully involve the participants. You don't see PowerPoints. We're getting up. We're being silly. We're singing songs. And again, we're involving the participants as much as possible. While there, the participants are given a chance to take on leadership roles just like they would in a den or a pack. And they're able to see the program as a Cub Scout and as a leader so they can take that information back to their pack to help with the other leaders and the youth in their pack. Because we want our participants to be fully engaged and involved, just like we want our own Cub Scouts to be involved, we try to do it in the most creative, interactive, hands-on format as possible and try to involve them in every step of the way.
Excellent. Annalise, from your perspective, what do you think makes this course stand out from other training courses?
At a Caleb Council, we sort of try to cram a whole year's worth of Cub Scouting into just a few days. It's intense, but it's not just learning about it. It's doing it. It's experiencing it. Like Krista just said, it's hands-on. It really helps you get a better understanding of the many parts of the Cub Scout program. Den meetings, pack meetings, outdoor activities, special events, flag and award ceremonies, campfire programs, roundtable, recruiting, budgets, committee meetings, and so much more. So you get a taste of the different leadership positions as well as a denner, doing service, leading songs, applauses, and of course the basics of advancements. Last year in 2024, when National made so many changes to the advancement program, we were up and ready and taught the new advancement program that year. The year that I was Cub Master in 2015, in fact, was the last time that big changes happened to the Cub Scout program. That's when the adventure program came about. And we had participants come who had been in Cub Scouting for 10, 15, even a couple that had been over 20 years as Cub Scout leaders, but they came to Ocala's Council to learn the new program and the new way of doing things. And so no matter how long you've been involved in Cub Scouting, you're still going to learn something and get something out of it. And I'm really proud that we try really hard to remain up to date and current with any changes that are made.
Yes, the Caleb's Council definitely has maintained the attitude of being ahead of the curve whenever there is a change coming so that leaders can be empowered with the most recent and accurate information on how the program's supposed to work. Krista, what does a typical Caleb's Council course consist of? And just walk us through what participants can expect.
Well, we start off with immediately as they show up, we get them involved, show them what it could look like as they come to a new den or pack meeting, being introduced to the pack, being placed into a den, and then jump right into the training. They learn about how to set up a den, even get to prepare and present a den meeting to the staff there at a Caleb's Council. They're given lots of opportunities to plan and participate in so many activities, pack activities that they can do in their own packs. Everything we do is set up for them to take back and use immediately. Mixed in with all of these activities, we have training sessions that our staff lead to help cover any and all topics Cub Scout related, like Annalise just brought up. Just like for our Cub Scouts, the participants get to be a part of derbies, creating genius kits, participate in pack meeting, blue and gold the banquet. We also focus on outdoor activities, hiking, and how to involve everyone in your pack, no matter what their rank, parent, volunteer, in any way. One of the most exciting things that we always have participants bring up is the Cub Annapolis. If you have never seen a group of adult leaders running around holding a cardboard box around themselves, racing each other, it is one of the most entertaining things you'll see. Last year, we even had one of our staff run this course wearing high heels. And that's you're only going to see at a Caleb's Council is how silly and relaxed you can get when you get a bunch of leaders all together and just get comfortable and go.
That would have been an interesting tire change.
It was.
And they take the shoes off and put them on the other feet and change the socks.
Wow. We all expected her to at least trip or hurt herself, which thankfully she did not because she was our medical person, but she made it just fine. It was awesome. One of the funnest things, though, especially that we've been doing the last few years, is the den system that we use is named after characters from The Jungle Book, which we know Robert Baden-Powell originally used. Excellent. Jed can't see it, but Jed's showing off his Hoffy elephant badge. And we know that Robert Baden-Powell used the Jungle Book stories to help create the original Scouting and Cub Scout programs. This gives our participants an opportunity to build close relationships along with pride in their den without setting one den above another. We don't go through ranks at a Caleb's Council, but we do give them a chance to participate in a den. They get leadership opportunities within the den, and each den also gets an opportunity to serve and help the entire pack. I've been a den leader twice at Akela's Council, and it always amazes me to see all these leaders that come from different paths, different walks of life, different units, and yet they meld together and start working together simply because they have that idea of a den to hold them together.
That's great. Let's talk about this year's course. When and where is Akela's Council 2025 happening, and how can people sign up?
We will be holding Akela's Council August 6th through the 9th, 2025 at Camp Typhi. If you go to utahscouts.org/Akela's Council, you'll see all the registration details and information there. If you sign up before July 11th, it's $130 a person. This includes all of your meals, all of our training materials, everything that happens there, and of course, five-star accommodations at Camp Typhi. After July 11th, the price does go up to $155, but you still get all that fabulous stuff.
Annalise, you've seen many leaders go through this training. What impact have you seen it have on their leadership and their Cub Scout paths?
You're right, Jed. In the last 18 years since I went to Akela's Council, I have seen hundreds of Cub Scout leaders come through this training. So many leaders that have gone back to their pack and improved something that they were already doing, or maybe started something that they weren't doing. I've seen packs that are struggling finally get their feet underneath them. I've seen good packs turn into great packs. I really love to see participants that come back as staff because you really learn a lot when you get that opportunity and you make some really great friends. In fact, I'd like to share a little something that Jeanette Jensen wrote. She was a Cub Master of the Ninth Course in 1995, and just kind of a brief history. She said, in May of 1987, the first course was held at Camp Maple Dell with 35 participants. Every night at staff meeting, the staff would revise the program again to make it work for the participants. It was because of these pioneers of the program that the course was successful. After each course, there were a few changes to help the program fill the needs of future leaders. When new programs were developed by National, they were incorporated into the program. Not only did participants learn more than they ever dreamed, they also came away with a deeper conviction of the program and friendships to last a lifetime. And then a few years later, Annette Adams was Cub Master of the 12th course in 1998, and she wrote a little bit about some of the successes, and I'd like to read that too. It says, the successes of Akela's Council can be best measured in the hearts of the participants. The ones who cried when they came because they didn't want to be there and cried again when they left because they didn't want to leave. The strong-willed ones who learned that sharing and delegating is more rewarding than always being in charge. The shy ones that were able to grow and stretch during the week and discover strengths of leadership. The ones who came thinking that they were well-trained and not knowing why they were there, but left with a renewed commitment to their scouting duties and were amazed that they could even learn new things after being in the program for so long. Each person who has attended Akela's Council can be counted as a success. Each one has helped others to grow in love, patience, knowledge, or friendship. And that paragraph about the shy one who learned to grow and stretch really resonates with me because that was me when I went back many years ago. I have changed so much as a Cub Scout leader and even as a mother because of Akela's Council.
Krista, what are some of the biggest benefits for leaders to attend?
Well, one of the biggest things is the chance that the participants have to learn more about themselves and how they can grow as a leader, simply because of the opportunities available to them there. Some experiences are definitely going to take them out of their comfort zone and give them a chance to develop new skills. If they're not already into Cub Scout songs and singing, they will be singing constantly once they leave after 3.5 days with us on the mountain. We can also send each leader back to their unit with a basic toolbox full of ideas they can be used immediately in den meetings and pack meetings. Other leaders that I've seen go through this course, I've seen them grow as leaders. I've seen their packs grow. Of course, my mom and myself are ones that I've saw the most with. Those are my first impressions of Akela's Council. My mom was heavily involved in what used to be the Utah National Parks Council, training with them. She was involved when the council used to travel around the council boundaries and train people and train different units and packs. And that's what got her involved in continuing to do that. For myself, as I mentioned before, when I went, I wasn't heavily involved in my pack, but this got me more involved. And continuing to do Akela's Council and being involved in that And because I went to Akela's Council, I realized that Cub Scouts was more than just the small part I was involved in. At the time, I was involved with a unit chartered by the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, who have chosen to no longer charter Cub Scout packs. Even when that change happened back in 2020, because I knew of all these wonderful things Cub Scouts could do, I continued working with the program. I'm currently an assistant Cub Master in a pack here in my area in Springville, Utah. And if I had not attended Akela's Council, I would never have had the desire or the confidence to step out and work with other packs. And again, simply from all the people I got a chance to work with. One person specifically comes to mind. A man here in my area was involved in Cub Scouts with his kids when his family was younger. As he got older, he was called to be in Cub Scouts as well. And at the time, I was on a roundtable staff. And myself and others on the roundtable staff had been to Akela's Council. And so we talked it up. We were joking and silly about it, encouraging our leaders at roundtable to go to this. And he decided he was going to go, simply because he wasn't quite sure how to handle his pack being a leader and not just as a parent. When he came back, he became one of our strongest supporters for Cub Scouting in the area. He encouraged other leaders in his pack to go. Anytime we brought it up at roundtable after that, he was the first one to raise his hand and say, hey, this is what I did. You have to go. It's going to be amazing. And a lot of times I've also gotten a chance to see a pack where multiple leaders have been to Akela's Council, and they have the advantage of a shared experience that helps them bond in a special way. Even if only a single leader has attended, they have a unique skill set that sets them apart as the go-to leader in a pack. As I said earlier, every scout deserves a trained leader. And the more training a leader has, the more the cubs and parents can trust them to provide an amazing scouting experience every single den and pack meeting and every other event they hold. And all of this comes from what they've learned at Akela's Council.
I think that's an excellent point. The synergy that's created with the shared experience when you have multiple leaders from the same unit attending together, instead of somebody becoming constantly talking off the soapbox, they've both seen the vision. They've all seen the vision. They know which way to go.
Exactly.
And it really can put the fire back in your pack. Now, Krista, training is important.
Very much.
But Akela's Council is also known for being fun.
Definitely.
What are some of the unique or unexpected things that make this course such a memorable experience for its participants and its staff?
Well, as we've said before, the participants come in and they get to learn from a Cub Scout perspective. And because we're Cub Scout leaders and because we're running this as we would a pack, we make it as fun as possible. As I mentioned before, we don't have PowerPoint presentations. We have a lot of silly costumes, singing. You never know what's going to come up and happen as we're working at our pack meetings or as the participants show off the songs they've created, the cheers they've created to show off the pride for their den. And especially when we have our special events day where we do the derbies, and I mentioned about Cub Annapolis before, about the staff getting involved and having fun. Even when we are doing the more serious things like the regular trainings and the blue and gold banquet, you get to see the fun that you can have in a pack that doesn't always have to be earning a belt loop, earning an adventure. And you can really have some fun there. Simply because of the amount of time that we're there and the intensity of the training, the participants and staff members on an AC course, we naturally become the first ones that you think about when you've got a problem and that you need to turn to somebody or to bounce an idea off of. It's such a fun and comfort zone breaking experience that you want to be able to lean on each other for support. And in doing so, you get friendships that are going to last well beyond that course and their experiences. As I mentioned, I attended in 2011, and I still have people from my course that I contact. Say, hey, I remember you said this, or we've done things in the future. One of the times I was on staff was actually when Annalise was Cub Master and gave me such an amazing viewpoint of how Akela's Council could be run. And from that position, and I've had so many other opportunities to be on staff. And it's just, and again, the majority of the stuff I remember is the fun stuff, the silly stuff, and being able to act like Cub Scouts for 3.5 days.
It's always nice to go back and revisit our youth. Annalise, what's one of your favorite parts of the Akela's Council, and what do you think makes it so much fun?
Well, Cub Scouting is supposed to be fun for the Cub Scouts and for the adults. If the adults are not having fun, you're not doing Cub Scouting right. So the same is true with Akela's Council. If we're not having fun, there's a problem. So we try really hard to make sure that everything is fun. But not always just silly fun, but fun that has a purpose behind it. But I would have to say that my favorite thing about Akela's Council are the friendships that I've made. Most of my scouting friends are people I met at Akela's Council. Krista, I met at Akela's Council. Jed, I don't remember when you and I first met, but I know it was connected to Akela's Council. All of the volunteer roles that I've taken over the years at the district and council level are because of my friends from Akela's Council. I was asked to teach a powwow class once on costumes, and I reached out to a few of my friends from Akela's Council to borrow costumes. I literally have friends all the way across, all across the entire state and outside of the state because of Akela's Council. And that's just the best part of it for me.
For someone on the fence about signing up, what would you say to convince them to take the leap and attend Akela's Council this year?
Well, the best reason to think of it is it's an investment in yourself and in your pack. With the information you learn and the tools you bring back with you, it's an invaluable opportunity. Along with that, like we've mentioned just recently, you gain lifelong connections with other leaders and that are your resources for years to come. I've seen new leaders, experienced leaders, and even parents that find a new spark of excitement for the Cub Scout program while attending Akela's Council. I think it would also be an excellent resource for Scout leaders and Scout BSA to come and see so they know what these Cubs are coming with and coming from as they're transitioning into these troops and other groups in the Scouts BSA program.
Annalise, anything else you'd like to add for those considering attending this year?
Well, she was reading my mind because we think that Akela's Council has value for anyone involved in scouting, especially Cub Scouting. Whether you're there a parent, a Cub Scout leader, maybe a unit commissioner, a leader in the district or the council, even a professional scouter would benefit from attending. So no matter how long you've been involved in Cub Scouting, you will have a great time at Akela's Council, especially if you come with an open mind and a willingness to learn. You'll learn new things, you'll be inspired to improve your program, and you'll make friends. And this isn't just a brand new training that's coming out. In fact, 2025 is the 42nd course of Akela's Council. So it's been around a while, and it's just been so great. So many leaders who attend wish that they had done it sooner. I know that I felt that way. Those first 4 years as a Cub Master before I went would have been easier if I'd attended Akela's Council earlier. So if you're involved in Cub Scouting, you need to attend Akela's Council. Krista and her staff are preparing to make a great training, and you won't regret attending. UtahScouts.org/Akela's Council. That's where you can register.
Let me just add my personal experience to this. Here comes a leaky eye. Okay, I'd been involved with scouting for over 20 years. I had received the Cub Master Award. I received the Weeblos Devilier Award. I'd been up to Wood Badge. I had been on Wood Badge staff. I didn't need Akela's Council. I already knew it all. I went to Akela's Council in 2017. My eyes were opened. It was a completely new program. There were aspects that were available to the Cub Scout program for leaders to use and tools that you had that I never knew about. I'd never done a Cub Napolis. I'd never done a Veggie Derby. So everybody who is involved with Cub Scouting, or if you want to learn more about Cub Scouting, this is the training for you to learn everything there is to know and to continue learning more about Cub Scouting and the opportunities that it gives to the youth in our communities. Okay, that wraps up today's episode, Miles of Impact. A huge thank you to Krista Twitchell and Annalise Smith for sharing their passion for Akela's Council. If you are a Cub Scout leader looking to take your skills to the next level, this training is for you. Mark your calendars, August 6th through 9th, 2025, at Camp Typhi, just above Mount Pleasant here in Utah. And visit utahscouts.org/Akela's Council to sign up today. Don't miss out on this life-changing opportunity. Thanks for listening, and as always, keep making an impact. We'll see you next time.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of Miles of Impact. Together, we're building a legacy of service, adventure, and leadership that reaches every corner of our community. Want to learn more about how scouting makes a difference? Visit us online at utahscouts.org and be part of the journey. And don't forget to share this podcast with your friends, family, and fellow scouters, because every mile we travel together. Until next time, keep making an impact and keep the adventure alive.